Here they go. Tap down. Working hard. Panos around the body. Oh, my God. Extraordinary. Panos, you're a star. Have a look at this. Norwood lead it by a point. We've played nearly 27 final turn. This is guts. This is determination. This is brilliant.
G'day, everybody. Welcome to your Rush Hour. And what a performance yesterday in the Sandford by the Norwood Football Club and the North Adelaide Football Club. They are hurting. They are drowning their sorrows. And we're going to catch up with Jade Rawlings very shortly from the Norwood Footy Club. But I welcome the gutsiest team in the world, Greg Blewett, Bernie Vince, Emma G. I welcome you to this magnificent Monday in this magnificent city. Hello, chaps. What a performance yesterday at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, that weekend had everything. The prelims in the AFL, which we now know who's in the grand final Saturday, had the one of the best grand finals in the Sandford I can remember. We had the Brownlow medal last night. What else happened? There was just things happening everywhere. And it was just a great sporting weekend. So unreal. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, how good is sport? Oh, I mean, the AFL final series has been unbelievably good.
For a long
so
time.
Good. Bit of a blowout with Geelong, but I thought, you know, Saturday.
Collingwood.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. And then the SANFL grand final yesterday. So I was on my way home listening to the call on Triple M. Listening to you.
After 81 holes you played.
Listening to me what?
Your Guinness World Record.
I was listening to you. Your excitement in your voice. You don't often sound excited these days. You're about 65. So it's good to hear some excitement going and some testosterone pumping through the veins.
And our boy Yada. What a magnificent call.
Great call.
And a great performance by
the those big moments. That's why the good callers separate from the poor ones. Because they take the big moments like that, Jars. And I thought he did it beautifully. I had the TV running and listening to the Triple M call, and I loved it.
Yep.
I love how you were, you'd every now and then someone would get knocked over and get up, get up. You're wasting time on the ground.
That's what the great Gary McIntosh would tell us. Get up.
Is he coaching or calling you?
Get up.
Get up.
Could they hear him? Could they?
27,000 at Adelaide Oval yesterday. I think the weather just scared off a few because it did rain there for a period of time. But
what about the atmosphere, though, Charles?
It was great. Our boy Tomo was down on the boundary and he said when they were 17 points down Norwood with 10 minutes to go. And North Adelaide were
huge
all
effort.
Over him, but it just
you couldn't walk away. It felt like something was going to happen.
It was brilliant to watch.
That desperate save late as well by Norwood that ended up going down the other end, which they scored the goal. They were 5 points down, Blue, and it looked like they were going to kick another goal. And the desperation, there was a couple of smothers, a crucial tackle, and then they eventually cleared it. And I was like, geez, that's at least giving them an opportunity. And then they went down. I thought the game was done twice when the big ruckman took marks down the line. Harvey, I think it was. And they just found a way.
Late. Matty Panos, a wonderful player. They're calling him Freddie Mercury. He's the king.
reminded me of Robbie Gray, like that. Just late in the game, just did something really special.
And North must be devastated, Jazz. Yeah. To be that far up.
Very brave.
Much time to go.
They can be proud because they've had a wonderful year in all their grades, even though all their grades lost. So the 18s lost on Friday night and the Rezzies and the seniors yesterday. So they'll be flat today.
Yeah.
But Jacob Surge has done a wonderful job. But it's all about Norwood and it's all about the rush hour because we're back again for another big week. We've got Thursday off.
Yes, the Queen's holiday. Yep.
Queen's holiday, but we've got lots to get through.
Yep.
Paddy Cripps last night.
Paddy Cripps, the Brownlow.
Oof.
We're going to talk about that after five, but
are we?
It's boring. It's boring to watch.
We need to do something about it, I reckon.
Mate, honestly, I was flicking
between
that.
Did you watch the whole thing?
And the TV series Bull.
Yeah, I went and fixed their washing machine while that was on.
Yeah, so
the handle come off. I was like, this is getting boring.
I only watched the count. As soon as the first vote was read out, I watched the rest of the count.
Thousand
and I
ads.
Loved it.
Start.
There's ads in everything, mate.
And Nathan Brown, shut up. I don't want to be smashing me with all these bloody bets
and
the kiddies are watching that.
Well
gambling on
Paddy
TV,
Cripps.
Well done.
Well done, and we've got him on tomorrow night. How good's that?
Well, he hasn't slept.
That's good. Well that's good. He'll be entertaining.
Tomorrow. He'll be fresh tomorrow.
You wanted to know who got one vote ever, did you? That sort of stuff?
I liked it last
night. It was on Channel 7 at Channel 7.
Yeah, you see,
it's all starting that up
What
now.
About the Eagles? What did they all end up getting vote-wise as a whole football club?
Well, I think Josh Kennedy was the highest vote-getter on six.
They got
15.
15 in total.
That's shattering. They've broken the record.
Is that the low? Oh, right.
Yeah,
he got, and Josh Kennedy got 3 in the last game. That was sitting on about 12.
Oh, he kicked the bag against the Crows.
Kicked 8.
Didn't he? Our next guest just coached Norwood to a premiership.
Norwood are premiers! Norwood are premiers! They win it by a point. And one of the most extraordinary grand finals you'll see. It's been an absolute dogfight, a classic here at the Adelaide Oval.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, the 2022 Sample Premiership Coach, Jade Twig Rowling.
Hey, how does that sound, Twig? 2022 Sandful Premiership Coach. Did you ever believe or did you dare to believe this at the start of the season?
Yeah, boys, just listening to that overlay, that at the moment, the reality of it, still just sinking in. You know, I've never been in that sinking in. You know, when you hear people say it, I've never had that in my life, but it's real. And to hear that being verbalised, yeah, it's bloody fantastic to hear.
So Aaron Young kicks a goal, probably about halfway through the last quarter. Yep. You're 17 points down, just before three-quarter time, a double goal against. I was thinking, oh, no, Twig's going to lose his shit here. And then it was just all against you. It just looked like the game was done. And then to dig deep, you must be so proud of him.
Well, you know me well, Bernie. The double goal didn't go down that well. I've learned as a coach, if I've got some emotions bubbling up, I just need to vent them very quickly, and I come back very quickly after that. But no, it was 17 points when Young kicked the goal. Apparently, it was 18-minute mark. I didn't realise it was that late. Mm. I felt we had 2 minutes to kick a goal. I felt we just needed to be in the game after 2 minutes, and Richards took the clean ground ball and snapped it. And then I think we lost the next centre bounce. We don't usually go pinging the ball down through the corridor from defensive 50, and Morris ripped it through the corridor, which was instruction. And then Jarvis kicks his goal from 50, and you're a chance. And then Panos, like we were texting before, Burn, he's a unique person and a star. Like he just got the magic touch. And but if it was a person in our footy club and in our list, it was going to take a moment, it was going to be him. And but our group believe, like, we've been behind in every final we've played in the last 4 weeks and got a smack against the Crows for the last three. We don't let the scoreboard define how we're really playing. And, yeah, they came to bear roost late in the game, thankfully.
Yeah, you did it the hard way. Congratulations, Jade. And Bernie and Jars, they were absolutely bubbling when they came into work today, having watched one of the great games. Hey, tell us about the big fella, Harry Boyd, and his game.
Oh, he's a beauty, Bluey. And the beauty about him is that he was on the back foot in the first quarter. Like, I know North Adelaide rate Boyd pretty highly for how he's played this year, so Harvey was set for him pretty strongly, and we were minus 9 clearance at the first quarter, and Wig was out of control, and Harvey was having a fair influence. So for Harold to fight back in adversity and then win the Jack Odie for his performance across the ground, both in the ruck contest but also his capacity to win the ball, it reflects his year, basically, Bluey, and he's become a legend of Norwood Footy Club, that's for sure.
Jade, on paper, North Adelaide, in terms of talent-wise, look a lot better than your young red legs emerging. But what I saw was little moments in that grand final. Cut those smothers in the goal square. Cut the tacks on the ball. Cut the tacks on the ball in the air. They were fearless, your boys. And I could sense something was going to change, and it bloody did. And I'll tell you what, that's your DNA. And you can't buy that as a senior coach.
No, thanks, Jars. I feel the same way. I'm pleased you identified that, because I agree with you. I think that if you stacked up team for team in positions, that probably a few of our boys wouldn't get a game at North Adelaide, and that's not, I don't think, being degrading to our guys.
No, not at all.
This footy club's been built on behaviour and on contest, and we value defence highly, and a lot of the theming through the final series is that attack wins games, but defence wins premierships, and we were 4 goals against at an 18-minute mark of the first quarter, and out the double goal curve, we kept them 4 for the rest of the game. So, the effort, the smother in the goal score, I still haven't seen the vision of it, but I know from boundary line it was a pretty big play. But we're pretty fortunate. Young Lockyer had his opportunity to set shot and went out the full, which kept it still at 5 points and gave our guys life, I suppose. Wow. And yeah, found a way. But I'll just sit here, like Michael A shared with me last night, who's a legend of our club. That's one of the great Norwood victories he's ever seen. And so that's a big deal to me to have someone who's so invested and had such an impact in our club to say that. It's a big deal.
Plenty of important players all over the ground, but particularly in that first half, a guy that came into the side, Pierce Seymour, he was unreal. He just could not get through him, especially in that first half. 22 disposals. I thought he was one of your better players.
He was, Burn. So he had a major ankle injury in the first final against Adelaide, and there's a fair bit of doubt about his. The initial scan probably would say it was low percentage he was going to get back by the grand final if we got there. And yeah, we were able to get him to a point where he could complete full training Thursday, which gave us confidence. And yeah, he's really grown. He's missed out on selection of finals for the Eagles over the last couple of years and was looking to extend himself with his footy. And he became a pretty trusted member of our side in the second half of the year. And he had some big moments, like you say. I thought when he put his body on the line in the second quarter, basically set a standard for what everyone else was required to do for us to get the result.
Chatting with Norwood Premiership coach Jay Rawlings. Now, we need the 3-2-1 vote to off-field behaviour from your players. I'm led to believe there's one player still in his gear.
No.
There's a very easy three-vote winner. It's Tom Donnelly, one of the great Tasmanians.
What's he done? Oh, the bluey.
Where is he? The red baron.
The big red shed. He's still in his gear.
Describe what he looks like right now.
He's standing in front of me at the moment. He's got his footy boots on. He's still got his knee strapping on. Yes. And he's got the flag hanging out the back of his neck. So we breed him well in Tassie, boys.
Has he got any deodorant with him as well?
Yeah, he's smelling good.
He won't give a snuff.
No, I think he's allergic to deodorant.
So what's the plans from here? Are you going to the brewery tomorrow? It used to be the brewery. I think now the Brickworks.
The Brickworks tomorrow.
Brickworks. It's been interesting, boys. I've been an interstater. I've always had awareness of SANFL, and one of the traditional parts of that, the chimney, I've always been had admiration and envy. I'd love to do that one day. And to think that we're going to be doing it tomorrow is huge. And so tomorrow takes care of itself. And Wednesday, I've actually got our BNF. Yep. And so it rolls in a really... To do that 3 to 4 days post-game is going to be pretty big. Jeez. And then my daughter's 18th birthday in Melbourne on Friday, so I'll drive over probably Thursday and do a little overnighter in Horsham, I reckon. But, and then next week I'll do a lot of exits and then map out start dates and all that for pre-season. And then I'll get down to Tassie. My family's still down there, so I'll get down for a couple of weeks. But this week we'll have lots of celebration and enjoyment.
Hey, just before we let you go, where does this rate in your footy career? You've played at the highest level, you've coached at the highest level. Where does this rate?
It's interesting, Bluey. I was lucky enough to play AFL and coach in it. And it's easy to say the most recent thing that happens in your life is the best thing, but it is by far the best footy experience I've had. I was so fortunate with playing. Well, I got to prelim level as a player, I got to prelim level coach, and also grand final BFL and lost. So this is my first premiership as an adult, and to be 44 and have a life that's been purely footy as an adult, it's incredible. And even some of the things you guys have been saying to me about premiership coach and all that, that's sort of just so it's hard to accept at the moment. I'm very gracious person when it comes to opportunity to offer my life, and I'm a Norwood coach and now I'm a Norwood Premiership coach. It's a big deal. So thanks, fellas.
Well, that's your badge for honour there, mate. That's your badge for life.
Yep. Let it all soak in and look around today. Enjoy the next few days.
And find your players. Where are they?
Do their bloody head count.
Get them in the shower.
Kick them through the spa or something. Throw them in the torrents.
Mate, Ben and Tassie, we do it differently. Just so
you do. Especially you. I'm watching you.
Enjoy.
Well done, mate.
Good on you. That's Sanford Premiership coach now, Jade Rawlings, thoroughly deserves. Great fella. And I love what Harry Boyd said when he accepted the Jack Odie. He got up there and said, this means a lot, the relationship I've got with Jade Rawlings. He's like a father figure, and he does become that. And when he was an assistant at Melbourne, he was a father figure to a lot of players. Yeah. So he deserves that. Very close with his players, and he deserves that. Enjoy. Well,
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Hello, Sally Ann from Davern Park. Welcome.
Hello there, guys.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Yeah.
Excellent. Sunny day. Yeah, it's a lovely day. Your AFL footy side, please, Sally Ann.
Adelaide Crows, of course,
Sandful team?
Doggies.
Bluey.
Greg was happy.
Exactly the same as me.
All the old central districts. Mm. Now, what do you do for a job, Sally Ann?
I'm a community support worker.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Beautiful. Good stuff. All right, you got 10 questions, 60 seconds. Say pass if you don't know the answer, and we'll come back to it if we've got the time. I'll always take your first answer. All the best, Sally Ann.
What about first
Sally Ann, if you get the first three incorrect, I have to shut you down.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I've gone off at people in the car when they've done that.
Love it. All right, all the best. Enjoy. Listen carefully. Greg and Emma G, let's play.
Okay.
Who coached Norwood to the Sandful Premiership this year?
Oh, you just spoke to him or passed, I have to think.
Which sport is played at the Davis Cup?
Tennis.
How many votes did Patrick Cripps poll it to win the Brownlow?
Oh, I know he won it. I think it was 33.
In what year was the last AFL Grand Final held in Victoria?
2019.
In field hockey, how many players can each team field?
Oh, I pass.
Before Patrick Cripps, who was the last Carlton player to win the Brownlow?
Judd.
Which competition awards the Thomas Seymour Hill Trophy?
I don't know, golf.
Which Adelaide Crows player polled the most Brownlow votes last night?
Walker, Taylor Walker.
Yeah.
In tennis, what does ATP stand for?
Association of Tennis Professionals.
Which Port Adelaide player polled the most Brownlow votes last night?
It was
Amon.
Who coaches Norwood?
Twig.
Yes. Yeah, give it. Yeah, yes. Give Sally Ann that, like G. That. Well done. That
was well fantastic. Done. Yes. Well done.
Calm, controlled.
Very calm.
I got one wrong, I think, though, the tennis, the trophy thing.
Or Thomas Seymour Hill.
Let's just check.
One,
two, three, four, five, six, seven. Correct.
Well played, Sally Ann. Well played.
Great effort, Sally Ann. We can't give you the $1,000, but we do have an awesome prize, an Austral Meat Grand Final Barbecue Meat Pack for quality meat at quality prices. So shop good. Direct and save the Austral Meat Market at Main North Road at Jepps Cross. They're open 7 days.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you'll love that, mate, Sally Ann. Yes. We all did. Yes. Or still are.
Well, Greg hasn't got his yet.
Oh, he's still in the fridge.
Yeah. You have to remind me.
Yeah.
Sally Ann, keep up the good work, too.
May have a few things missing.
I'm talking to Sally Ann.
Sorry, Sally Ann.
All the best, Sally Ann.
She's gone.
She's there.
See you. Thanks for playing.
Yep. See you later, guys.
Keep up the good work.
Hey, Sally Ann. See you later.
You know, he's so rude.
Confusing the poor woman.
We said, well, you two, don't talk when I'm trying to talk to Sally Ann and say goodbye after a wonderful performance. 7 out of 10.
We spoke about Austral meat.
Yeah, okay, but do it off air.
No, no. I like it on air. Because they're our friends.
Answers? Can't see the board.
Oh, yeah, do the... Oh.
Wow.
I can't see
I'm tired. I'm tired calling the game yesterday. I'm a bit flat.
He just said he's worked 6 days this week. I'm tired.
Yeah.
What's the answer?
How many hours?
How many votes did Paddy Cripps poll to win the Brownlow? She said 33.
It was 29.
Yeah.
Right.
Number five?
Number five.
In field hockey, how many players each side? 11.
Okay. Now, number seven, please, Greg.
Which competition was the Thomas Seymour Hill Trophy? The Sandful.
Yeah.
I like SANFL.
And I love
Am I allowed to say SANFL?
You have to say Sandful because they're our friends as well.
They are our friends. And we've drank out of that cup. Haven't we, Bill?
I have. I had my head in it last year. Well, it was a big weekend of prelim finals in the AFL, and well, it was a bit of a blowout, wasn't it? Friday night,
yeah, Geelong, first one,
Geelong 71 point winners, and that game was sort of all over pretty early. Clinical from Geelong,
Clinical from Dangerfield.
Yeah, he
his
was
best
he
game
stood
for
up.
A long time. He set the silly.
He did a couple of goals. Yeah. 28 possessions or
he
something.
Was very good.
But let's have a listen back because the second final was a brilliant one.
Jeremy Cameron, he's got it bending the way he wanted to. Jezza kicks his first. Danger picked it up, turned around and nailed it. Danger's got two.
Hawkins gets a hand on out the back. Put it in your book, Tommy. Party time now with the catch. The Hawks got four.
To Stengel, who's been brilliant outside of the boot. Stengel's got three. Joel Selwood will captain his way through to the grand final. The Cats have dominated.
Happy here to get them back out to 20 points, and he has kicked the goal.
Time to assess. Piter on the board in the second turn.
Hoskinelli has kicked the goal. They're back within 9 points, Collingwood, and we've got 4 minutes left. Incredible climax. The siren sounds. Sydney are there. Collingwood miss out by a point.
How good? Yep. How good was the finish to the Pies Swans game? But that looked sewed up as well. And then all of a sudden, the Pies, they're never out of games,
no,
are they?
No.
They just kept coming and coming. And right to that last point, that could have been socketed through for a goal.
True.
And they could have pinched that. Imagine what Sydney, how they would have woken up on Sunday if that had been lost. Geelong, 71 point winners, 15 in a row. 15 games in a row they've won. How good's that form? Is that what you want to be coming into a grand final with, though? An easy prelim win? I know you got to win, and to put them away early is good because you can rest players. Yeah. But
you'd like one or two more extra games. But
winning form's good form.
Absolutely.
Longmire and the Swans, that's his fourth grand final in 12 years since taking over.
So everyone started to criticise the tactics of go slow Sydney to retain the football. But he explained it really well post-game, John Longmire, is that they lost that big read.
Yes, he did.
Therefore, they didn't have a replacement target up forward. Yep. So the players made the decision to hold on to the footy, which is dangerous at times because you got to keep coming.
I still...
Collingwood sniffed that, didn't they? They got a bit of a sniff. Their nostrils started to flare and go, hang on.
So that was that with about 15 minutes to go, Jarvis? Yeah. I reckon there was still 15 to go.
It's a long time. Yeah. Long time to retain the footy. Too long. And we were texting at the same time. Yeah. They've stopped attacking. I don't know what it is. But
they lost Reed, their big
key
forward.
Yeah, he did explain that later. But still, I think you attack the goals.
Oh, you keep going.
You got Buddy up there. You got they've got some good forwards up there.
Heaney. Oh, these are the two best sides.
Yep.
They deserve to be in the grand final. Yep. Look, we know this is a corporate grand final, the AFL grand final. Each club have been given 17,000 tickets for their members. So there's a little bit of angst amongst the respective clubs.
So that's...
We want more tickets, AFL.
Yeah.
Mate, it holds 100,000.
So that's 70,000 that are corporate non-supporters just want to be at the grand final.
So they deserve to get more tickets allocated to their supporters. They put their hard-earned to support
their
club.
And they pay through the roof
only
for a grand
17,000 each.
Yeah.
For their support.
What should it be? Should 50% go to clubs?
Oh, well,
this is a good chat piece.
You find the right balance. I know you've got to look after your corporates and your sponsors because...
Because they make the game during the year.
But what happens, all the other AFL clubs, the other 16 clubs, they get an allocation of AFL tickets.
Do they?
Yeah.
What does it cost to go to an AFL grand final? Now, understand that it's market price, isn't it? It depends who's there.
So I can only speak on behalf of what it was as a player. So you had the right, for every player in the AFL, and this could be a bit of an allocation, it has the right to two tickets.
Yeah.
So you buy them for about, I think they're about, they've probably gone up now, but they're about $460, $480 each.
Yeah.
So that's AFL reserve. So you're on level one, undercover, good spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's expensive just for that. But if if you want to go as a supporter, you've almost got to try and find a way to buy some. And obviously, they skyrocket grand final.
I know someone who's bought a ticket to the North Melbourne breakfast, and then they go on to
that
the grand final. And I reckon that was $1,800.
Wow.
Yeah, $1,800.
Yeah,
and that doesn't include if you're from interstate.
No, that's not flights or. Obviously, accommodation.
That's a way of getting around or getting into the ground, though, because some people you just can't get tickets. I've been asked 100 times already, and I don't have access to any. So, and imagine what it's like if you've supported. I know Geelong and Sydney have been good sides for a long time, but say a Melbourne, right?
Yeah.
First grand final for a fair while and first premiership for a while. If that was at the MCG.
Yeah.
All their long-lasting supporters just can't go.
They wouldn't be able to go.
Can't go. Mm. So it is disappointing, but that's what it is. That's reality of it, that you've got to look after your corporates as well. But maybe they should increase the percentage. 50% go to both clubs. Yeah. The other 50% corporate.
No, well done. Nice to have you back for the 5 o'clock hour. We're here till 6 o'clock on this lovely Monday in this lovely town of ours. I've got Greg Blewett. I've got Bernie Vince. I've got Emma G. And I've got you, the clan. You're everywhere. You're all over Adelaide, and we love your support.
The world.
Plenty going on. We've got the Queen.
Her funeral tonight.
Not too far away.
7:30
We've got all the TVs on here in the studio. Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bern, you got some football news. Now, we caught up with Jade Rawlings from the Norwood Football Club, and what a performance.
Great chat.
What a great game yesterday at Adelaide Oval, and to both football sides. Be proud of what you did.
It was great.
Yeah, football was absolutely the winner yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, Bern, what's some footy news coming out of Melbourne?
Well, Port Adelaide have missed out on Josh Dunkley.
Yes,
he's nominated Brisbane. Yeah. So watch that space.
Six-year deal.
Yeah, $750,000 a year for 6 years.
Yes,
good luck to him. Well done. Yeah, if you can get that money, you've got to take that. And, Brisbane going quite well as well. North Melbourne, so they'll put out a statement. The AFL has approved an assistance package to North Melbourne following Monday's commission meeting. So they confirmed that the Kangaroos will receive this.
Right.
A 2023 second and 2023 third round pick that must be traded to another club or clubs for a player.
Right.
So they have to use that to get some talent in.
Okay.
And number two, the rights to add an additional two rookies on their list in 2023.
So
that just gives them access
clubs
to...
Clubs have four rookies per
rookie.
So why doesn't the West Coast Eagles get the same package?
Because North Melbourne have been down for a long time.
I'm just throwing that out there.
And I was just throwing an answer back at you. But you didn't like it for some reason. Hey, some more mail as well, and I haven't spoken to you guys about it. Watch this space with Jack Gunston. I've heard he might be on the move up north. Brisbane Lions.
What?
Brisbane Lions. So, obviously, Grant Birchall's up there. He's the runner.
Yeah.
Chris Fagan, who was involved at Hawthorn before he went up there.
Okay.
So, just watch this space there of where Jack Gunston ends up.
Not Gold Coast.
Playing next year, no. Brisbane Lions.
Wow. He's a quality player, too.
He is. Yeah. And
some
Brisbane,
of those Brisbane players passed out on Friday night.
Yeah, in the window, too. Losing McStay to Collingwood.
So,
if
he's
that happens.
Yep.
Replacement, Gunston. Not for big money, just to top him up a little bit. Yeah. And you saw how the way he came back.
Bit of class.
Oh, class.
Classy
good finisher.
Player.
Last night we had the Brownlow medal.
We did.
133.53. What did you like about it? What did you dislike about it? Is it go along too long? Is it too many stop, start segments in the Brownlow medal?
Yes.
I just want the count done and dusted. But here is the 2022 winner of the Brownlow medal.
Carlton. P. Cripps. Three votes. And I declare the winner of the 2022 Brownlow Medal is Patrick Cripps of the Carlton Football Club.
There we go.
He's a ripper. He spoke beautifully, last night.
He did.
And
we'll have him on tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night, which I'm looking forward to. But my wife, Catherine, watched the count last night. Yeah. She enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But she said this morning, I was blown away by Paddy Cripps. Had no idea what he was like, but the way he came across was brilliant.
Yeah.
And I thought the same.
Well, here he is talking about his family.
I'm forever indebted to the Carlton Footy Club. We give a lot to footy clubs, but what you realise is footy clubs give so much more back to you as a player and as a person. So I thank the Carlton Footy Club.
And his footy club.
I said at my 150th game this year that family is the backbone of what people do, and I actually teared up that day, and I'm a bit more prepared, or I had a few more beers than I did that day. But my parents, my brothers, they mean everything to me, but most importantly, my fiancée. She's the backbone of what I do. They're all the backbone of what I do, and you can't play high-level sport without a good backbone, so thank you.
One that beautiful.
No,
he gave her a big pash.
Yeah.
Didn't
he? Great. Yeah. And his mum was there as well. You reckon they didn't know he was going to win?
Yeah.
How many tickets does he get?
No, you don't know. They probably just thought his mum had a spare ticket.
It's only
Come on,
and your partner.
Well, my mum wasn't allowed to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's nice to bring your mum.
It is nice, but
must have known. Too.
Did you tip him? Did you tip Paddy or anyone?
Oh, I was the only one.
No,
you
did.
I did pick him.
Rubbish.
On Friday, I think it was.
Hang on.
I reckon Paddy Cripps. Oh, I reckon he just dominated. Okay. Dominated.
Yeah. Oh, that was earlier this show.
I apologise.
That was today, wasn't it?
I apologise.
Hey, what I didn't like is how long it bloody took, Jarrus.
Okay, too long.
It started, I think the coverage was 6:30, 7 o'clock.
And it's still going.
45 minutes in, and it hadn't started yet. And I actually went and changed the door on my washing machine, because that was a job I had to do.
I went for a 32K run, and it was up to round 10.
That is a complete lie.
Hang on, when did you start watching it?
Well, whenever it started.
Well, I started watching it after the news, and then the count started, and I didn't watch any of the red carpet.
They drag it out.
Who cares?
I thought it was a great count.
It's a great count. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Love the count, but start the thing earlier. I didn't like it.
They've got to change it somehow.
Love Paddy Cripps. Don't get me wrong. Love the count. Just get into it a bit quicker.
And a lot of
backlash on social media about this.
Him getting the medal, absolutely, because his suspension was overturned.
Oh, you didn't like that.
Gil McLaughlin was trying to calm him down a few times.
Well, sometimes you have to do that
with
crowds like that.
Blokes sculling beer on national TV.
Wearing sunglasses.
What was
Nathan
with
that? Brown just knobbing himself on TV and, let's just put a bet on Greg Blord. He's paying, favourites to win the next vote. No one cares. Honestly, that's all got to stop.
They're trying to add theatre to it.
Don't add theatre to it.
be punched down a little
count.
Bit. It didn't finish until what time? 10:30,
it's still on now.
11?
It was about, yeah, 11. Just last. What do you reckon it was 11?
Yeah, 11 o'clock, Greg.
I'm not snoring by then.
You might have been snoring all of it. After 17, 13 hours of golf.
Well, 1-3-5-3. What did you like and dislike about the Brownlow last night?
And what would you change? Are you over it?
You guys are just negative.
To the umpire, no,
it was a great count.
Get someone else to do the votes.
The umpire, I'm telling you.
There were some games
not
I did.
Negative.
And some of the whinge.
No, not at all.
Bizarre.
Carlton. P. Cripps. 3 votes. And I declare the winner of the 2022 Brownlow Medal is Patrick Cripps of the Carlton Football Club.
It was a tight count. Lockie Neal finished with 28 votes.
Yep, one behind.
Took Miller, 27 votes.
Yeah.
What a wonderful, what? The Tookster. And Andrew Brayshaw and Clayton Oliver, 25 votes. So it was really tight.
It was a great finish.
And there's been some criticism with Paddy Cripps winning this Brownlow because of his suspension earlier in the year.
Yeah, there's a few texts coming through. Should have been suspended, not eligible in some people's eyes. But I think that should be scrapped too. All you're doing is costing yourself games where you could get votes. Text line's always open, 0488 51047. Three texts here I'm going to read. Rick from Mount Torrens. Two things wrong with the Brownlow. Cripps winning when he should have been rubbed out.
Yeah.
And Gil pausing when reading out names way back in round 5. Drama time at the end, Gil. Not at the start,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, that's a fair call.
Which is a fair call. This is all the sort of stuff we're talking about. Agree with, this is from Nathan from Parry Hills. Agree with you guys. Brownlow night goes way too long. Too much with the Hollywood red carpet rubbish. Let's have a short preview. Get on with the count, then closure with the winner. McGarry medal count does it much, much better. Much less drawn out. Mm. Well done, Paddy Cripps, though. Great player. So humble. And another one here, Steve. Steve from nowhere. With the Brownlow, they got to trim the fat. None of this interviewing the leader after 10 rounds or having an ex-player have 5 minutes of time trying to be a comedian. Just do the bloody count. Yeah, that's from Steve-O. So that's the sort of stuff they could trim out.
Well, that's probably all led by Channel 7
in conjunction
with the AFL in trying to work out what they think is a good coverage for a certain period of time.
Yep. Nah, thanks for your text, though. Keep them coming. We'll read them out.
All right. Let's go to Kevin from Victor Harbour. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Kevin. Your thoughts on the coverage of the Brownlow, Kev?
I thought it was good. The only thing that I didn't like was the fact that they were doing the Jim Steins Memorial and no one was being quiet.
Mm. Yeah, they were. They were talking through it.
They were talking over, they were all loud and carrying on while the person's trying to talk. That's pretty disrespectful.
Yeah, no, I noticed that as well. Is that the part where Gil said, can you please sit down and be quiet?
Yeah, and then no one listened. It wasn't until someone tapped the glass that actually stopped.
Yeah. Yep. No, I agree. And that's not a good look when Gil has to say, come on, sit down.
Not at all.
They'll be reviewing that because they're very tight on that. When you go for a drink or go to the toilet, they shut the doors on you if you're not back before the
But when
the
you're there, when you're there, Burn, you've just got to be in the now and know what's coming up and be
realize.
Just respectful of every award.
Totally agree.
Good on you, Kev. Warren from Wellham. G'day, Woz.
How you going, guys?
Okay,
good, Woz.
What did you like or dislike about the Brownlow?
Yeah, the fact when they were talking about Clayton Oliver and Christian Petrarca, and then they were using their nicknames for the night. Isn't it official the night?
It is an official night. They called him Clary, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in the back corner laughing about it.
Yeah. I noticed that now, you mentioned it, but I didn't sort of pick up on that as something I dislike. But that's a fair point as well. What'd they call Shea Bolton?
Oh, I was saying that Shea Bolton, I thought he should have won the goal of the year,
I'm with you. Oh, yeah, they got that wrong.
Well,
oh, 100%.
I think the hype around the mullet and the band and Ruckman, I think that all added to it.
But that's not the goal of the year.
I know, but that's why
Shea
they would
Bolton
have done it.
Was the goal of the year.
Oh, it was a freakish goal.
Yeah. Yep. Well on said, you, mate. Warren. Thanks, mate. Let's go to Pete from Snowtown. Pete, your thoughts on the Brownlow, please.
Oh, g'day, boys. How you going?
Good, mate.
Good, Pete.
Look, I know what'll fix it, boys, and you'd remember guys. Remember back the old days when it was just the club, just the boys. There were no wives, no partners, just the boys there. All went through the count, chucked a couple of brown eyes, some of them, and doing all sorts of things. But that would bring spice back to the count, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is very proper, and the red carpet's a big feature now. Well, but the women got to be.
You want your partner there.
You've
got to
recognise
them, absolutely,
because they sacrifice a lot. The partners
Paddy
and wives
Cripps said it.
Yep. So they need somewhere to be recognised. And the Brownlow's where they get recognised now. So, I don't think that's ever going to change with the wives and partners going. And if you win it, you want your wife and partner there, don't you?
Absolutely, you do.
We've got Pete.
Or your mum.
Yeah, we just had Pete.
We just had that Pete. Was Pete. We're done then. With the callers,
well, there was
Jars.
Another call
there was, but they hung up. That's
don't
right.
be smart, Greg.
Well, I'm just telling you how it
been
is.
A smarty
you're pointing
pants.
At me going, next caller, and there's not one there.
Let me guess. Pete from Snowtown. Yeah, so earlier when we were talking about the grand final, just before we get to your bit, Blue, I forgot to ask, when are we meeting? When are we meeting at the airport? How are we getting there? Jars, are you picking me up or am I picking you up Friday?
Where to?
To go to the airport. To go to Melbourne.
Why? We've got to work.
Yeah, we can do it from the studio in Melbourne. I've sorted all that. So we're all good.
But I've got no tickets.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
No, we're all
we're
going.
We're all going.
To where?
We're to Melbourne. Going. To the grand final.
When was this organised?
No, we're doing the show in Melbourne on Friday.
On Friday, grand final.
How good's that?
I forgot to mention that before.
Oh.
Well, how many?
Because you're definitely in. Yeah, there's clients going. I think quite a few of the sales people are going. I'm going.
So you're definitely going.
Have you been notified?
No.
Oh, no.
That means he's not going.
No.
Don't tell me.
So hang on. I'm going. You're going. I'm going.
So
anyway.
Where am I going to do this? When was this? I didn't get an email.
Well, this is organised through BC.
No, I'll tell you what you've done. You've put
should
your
I have
foot
not why? Should I have not brought that up?
I thought
we're all doing it.
I thought we're all going. We're all doing
to do the show and then go to the footy.
I think Matty organised it.
Our boss, Matty O'Reilly, White Sanchez, shaved ankles.
Yeah. He's definitely going.
I haven't sent an email and I've got no knowledge.
Do you check your emails?
Absolutely.
You should check. Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Maybe check them again. Maybe
bad
refresh.
At this sort of
this
stuff.
Is not good.
Nah, I think you're coming.
This is not good.
I didn't see your name on the list, but you should refresh your emails.
Oh, yes. Come on, don't tease me.
Are you picking me up on the way?
I got a message. Look at this. I got a message.
No, he's going to read it out.
Jars is looking genuinely concerned here.
He looked excited for a minute and now concerned.
Yeah.
Well, who sent you that?
So, Maddie, slightly updated itinerary, and there's meet at the airport, all that sort of stuff. Dress code.
Oh, no.
So Jars is not invited.
Friday. So what time? Are we getting there?
Well, the flights are 8:35
on morning, Friday morning.
Yes.
Do you want me to get you? Oh, he's got his phone out now. He's checking his emails.
No.
So isn't there 30 people going?
Yeah, there's heaps.
We're all
going.
Yeah, you're definitely in Jars.
Must be.
But I've got no email. I've got no information about this 3-day tour.
Well, that is a concern.
I don't even know what's going on.
Friday till Monday.
Was I away? Oh, I was away last
Poor
week.
Nah. He's so stressed.
What are you doing to him? Hang on. Can
you check the list?
I'll tell you what, there's September Club.
September Club as well.
SCA staff contacts Brenton Clark. BC. Get on the BC.
He's going to investigate.
Is there a list of email people on the email? Maybe you can read out. Have a look.
I have no idea.
Matty O'Reilly, BC.
This is a text.
Bluey.
If I'm not going, you're not going.
Roberto's going.
You're not going. Bern has to go for the rub and the bounce. No way you're going,
mate. I'm
if I can't go,
I was on my Qantas app 2 days ago, and I'm booked to go.
Jars isn't going. I shouldn't have brought this up.
You put your foot in it.
I just thought we were all going.
Well,
because I was thinking, how exciting is this going to be?
So I'm going to be here with G on Friday doing the show while you two are over there in Melbourne.
Check your emails for once.
Maybe
check your emails.
But, yeah, we've got the studio booked for us in Melbourne.
Because
it's a public holiday in Melbourne, but we're obviously doing the show on Friday still because it's not a public holiday here.
Mary's got the email.
I think you should have got.
All right, now Greg, what do you got?
Greg BC's one of our sales reps, by the way.
Yeah. I don't care who BC is. I'm going to sort this out.
I don't think you're going.
No, well, I haven't got time. It's just gone 4 minutes.
Great.
We'll have to check. We'll update.
We'll get back to you after this break.
All right.
Let's find out.
Oh no, he's not. I'm going to make a phone call.
Okay, this is the rush hour.
It's ill. And the text line's always open, 0488 51047. Now, there's a few texts coming through about the trip, the Triple M trip to Melbourne, which Bluey's on and Matty O, Boss is on, BC in sales is on. Basically, everyone's on it apart from you, Jazz. Couple of texts here. hey, Bernie, Bluey, Hunter here. All set for Friday. See you at the airport. Looking forward to it. Can't wait. Another one here, Doss from Blair Athol.
Yeah.
Jars normally gets left out before grand finals anyway.
Oh, that is so mean.
That's harsh. Yeah. I'm not laughing at that one. Bluey, stop laughing. next one is, one segment, it's about how the grand final needs more fans, less corporates. Next, we have two segments about how Triple M of 30 corporates going to a grand final.
So true.
Well, I'm not going.
Well, 29 corporates are going. Oh, very good. But we just spoke beforehand about how good the last kick of the grand final was yesterday. Sandford grand final, Matt Panos kicking the last goal. Here's Brendan Yates calling it live.
Here they go. Tap down. Working hard. Panos around the body. Oh, my God. Extraordinary. Panos, you're a star. Have a look at this. Norwood lead it by a point. Replay delay 27, final turn. This is guts. This is determination. This is brilliant.
Oh, how good was that? That is an unbelievable call. So we thought,
I reckon he might be going as well.
Gee, are you going?
Oh, I'll be here with you, Jazz. If I find you and Tommy me Basso, keeping the station together.
If Tommy Basso, our producer's going, that's it. Look at him checking his phone, seeing if anyone's called back. But what I thought is we'd all have a go at calling that last kick when we stop laughing. Nah. And, well, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Here we go. I'll play it on my phone. Go.
Final seconds ticking down, North by 5 points. This is an absolute rip snorter at the Adelaide Oval. The ball just about to come in, man on man. Can you believe it? The excitement, unbelievable. The big man go up, tap comes down. Panos, left foot snap. He's got it. Can you believe what you are seeing at the magnificent Adelaide Oval? It's the legs by 1 point. Unbelievable. Siren goes.
We need a bit more crowd noise when the goal goes through, but that's not your fault. Pretty good,
alright. That's okay. A bit flat, but that's okay.
Okay, Jazz, you're next.
Yeah, all right.
You go. You ready?
Norwood have worked their way back into the game. The ball thrown in. Hit all on board. Panos. Panos gets through. Snaps. Goal. It's a goal. The Redlegs are in front by 1 point in the grand final. How do they come back from this? Oh my God. The king has risen. Matty Panos.
I love it.
That was brilliant. Well done, Jazz.
What do you got,
I'll go next. Done, Jazz. Well, here we are. 5 points is the lead to North Adelaide. This is where heroes stand up. Look around the stoppage for some blocks. Look at the players getting on the move. Here comes Boyd. Boyd's come down in the ruck. Look at Harvey. He's slugging it out. Oh, Panos is on the move. Boyd taps it down and flicks out to Panos. Don't tell me. Oh, absolutely thought it's going to be premiers. And from nowhere, have a look at Jay Rawlings. Oh, he's getting nude as well. Matthew Panos, you're the king of the parade.
That's good.
Well, I didn't know you were swearing.
Neither did I. I didn't even know I swore.
Yeah, I just got the rules.
Got a little bit caught up. Gone damn well.
Well done.
Jay Rawlings is nude, is he?
Well, things are coming. I forgot I said that as well. A bit of good fun there. Yes, we're looking for that. Big Paddy.
Can we find him?
Well, I don't know. He said he had a big night last night.
He'll be at the grand final this weekend, won't he?
You'd think so. Yeah. No. I'd like, if I was a coach, I'd like all my players to go and watch and just to see what it's like to
all your
the
teammates,
feeling.
All your support staff, all get there and support each other.
Or if they can all get
spot
a ticket. More so their players, because when you go, it's a feeling.
Yeah,
like you get a feeling, you go, geez, I'd love to do that one day.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to going.
You're just rubbing salt in the wounds, aren't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
What have you got, serious?
What do you got for Monday? I would like my players to go. I wasn't talking about the Triple M trip that we're all going on.
Except Jars.
September 19 today, birthday today, 1974, Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
Do we know where he's from?
Well, he's a host in a US
comedian.
Some show he's got.
Nights with Jimmy.
Nights with Jimmy.
That was cool.
Something like that.
Anyway, on this day, 1960, the number one song on Billboard, 1960, heard of the Chubby Checkers?
Well, I've heard of them, but don't know anything about them.
The Twist? This was number one. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, baby! Let's do the twist. I like this one. Come on, baby!
Let's do the twist.
This was number one in 1960. Don't mind that one. Speaking of number ones.
Is this in Pulp Fiction?
No. It's not.
No?
I think it's not.
Well, Uma Thurman might, you know.
But that's not the song. Yeah,
no, you thought wrong. Hey, on this day in 1975, the number one song in Adelaide was from the band ABBA. And this song.
Your favourite band, Greg?
Nothing wrong with ABBA.
Yeah.
We love that. Hey, on this day, 1986, Dean Jones made 210 in Madras after spewing up and having heat exhaustion and passing out. And did you ever play with him, Greg?
I played a couple of games with him for Australia A. Played a lot against him.
He was playing for good player.
Every time he played against us, he made runs.
Yes, very good player.
Snoddard.
What? Snoddard.
Snoddard. Snoddard against South Australia.
On this day, 1988.
Yes, Bernd.
Bon Jovi released their album, New Jersey. Here's a song from it. This is a good one. Like this one, Jazz?
Yeah, not really.
Do you like Bon Jovi?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
I think he's good.
I saw him at Botanic Park last time they were here. He rocked.
Hey, on this day, 2017, enjoy that one,
Jeff.
2017, the Major League Baseball competition set a new record for the most home runs hit in a season. So that's every team for one season. They passed a record in 2017. How many home runs do you reckon they get? Oh, just ballpark figure. Because you wouldn't have that many a match. For the whole season. So they do play... Oh, I'm guessing, but they play almost every day, and sometimes two games in a day. So they play, what, 200 games a season? That's a guess.
Oh, 50.
50 home runs. Yeah. In total, it'd be a bit more than that.
No, because I think the record is like 60 or 70 from Maguire.
One player.
So I'm going to go 2,000.
5,694 in a season.
Jeepers.
Home runs, that is. Over the fence, Charles. I thought they were rarer than that, but obviously it's the best competition.
That's a good fact.
Alex Gordon hit that for Kansas City Royals.
Well done.
Still Gordon.
Okay.
Hey, on this day, 2021, Ollie Wines polled 36 votes to win the Brownlow Medal. Yeah, that was on this day.
Yeah.
So that was a big day for Ollie. South Australia. First Port Adelaide player to win that award.
There you go.
But on this day, 2005, have we heard of Status Quo?
Yes.
Well, they, in the Guinness World Records...
They
researched and published that they had more hit singles than any other band in the UK.
That's incorrect.
That is...
The Beatles had.
In 2005. More than any other band. All right. The Guinness World Records, that is. So that has to be right, you'd think.
Yeah.
But here's a little song from them.
Thanks. That's a classic one.
I like this.
Is that it? That's good.
Now I got more, Jazz. I got a fact for you.
Yeah.
There's 30 people going on a corporate trip to Melbourne for the grand final, all expenses paid, and you're not one of them.
Harsh.
That is a fact. That's a fact. And Bluey's going, he's got no idea about football.